Hey guys, it's Monday and we're just coming back from Easter break, and happy Easter and happy resurrection to all you guys out there who celebrate it. Now, Thursday over the weekend, I was listening to Ebro in the Morning. I'm going to put the link up on my Facebook page. I have created it for Oh No Girl podcast. There's a link on anchor.fm. So if you're subscribed or if, you're following me, then you will see the link to my Facebook page, Oh No Girl Podcast. And you will catch this link for Ebro in the Morning, where they're talking about Donald Trump, Tory Lanez, and Tracy Morgan. And I also have a link for Donkey of the Day, Power 105.1, Charlamagne tha God, right? For a LA young man from LA who punches my brother in the face over tissue. Now, I don't know that situation. I don't know if the young man contributes around the house or whatever, but he's 25 years old, 26 years old, living with his mama, and his mama decided to hide the last little bit of tissue that they had left, and he decided to stall off on his mama. I don't know why he decided to stall off on his mama. That ain't cool, that ain't right, but he did that. And also, just over the weekend as well, this has nothing to do with Ebro in the Morning or Donkey of the Day. I seen over the weekend that Queen Naja, you guys, put up an Instagram story about she didn't know what her son was. Now, if you guys haven't heard or doesn't watch Queen Naja on YouTube or Instagram, she is in a shared custody with her ex-husband, CJ's father. She's sharing custody with him, with CJ. And I guess last weekend, it was his turn to get CJ. And during this time, as he got CJ, the quarantine was in place for us to stay home. So she let CJ stay with his dad during this time, which is very, big of her to do so. Because we're in the middle of a quarantine, I would have wanted to have to go get my son. I would have just had to go get my son. But she was like, you know what? I'm gonna let him stay with his father. Let him spend time with his father. Do the God stuff. It's his time. We quarantined, so let him stay there. The guy got arrested. CJ's father got arrested. And the cops, I guess, told him, like, hey, look, if you don't call somebody to come get this little boy, we're gonna call CPS to come and get him. And CJ dad called somebody, all right, but it wasn't Queen Naja. He did not call Queen Naja like, look, Queen, come get our baby boy because I'm in a pickle or I'm in a right rough spot right now. I need you to come get him. He called a friend of his that he says he known all his life. He calls her like, yo, could you watch my son for me? Which is nothing wrong with that. The girl seemed like she was fine, watching little CJ. She's like, yeah, sure, cool. I'll watch your son for you. But you getting arrested. You're not telling her that you're getting arrested and it might be a minute. You didn't call your baby mother like, listen, come get CJ. I'm gonna have a friend come and get him for now until you're able to pick him up. That was the proper thing to do. You know what I'm saying? You have custody of your son at this point, and you get arrested for whatever reason, and you don't call the friend first, you call the mother first and be like, hey, I got this friend in town who could come get him until you ready, until you get here and come and get him and pick him up. You don't just call the friend like, yo, I need you to watch my son for me. Do you mind doing that? Because any good friend gonna be like, yeah, sure, I don't mind. I'm gonna come get your boy. I'll come get your boy for you. You know what I'm saying? But you have to let the mother know. Let the mother know what's going on. It's not appropriate to not let her know, have her worrying. And then next thing you know, she's on Instagram pleaded with the world to please, if they know CJ's dad, get in contact with her because she can't find her son. There's no way. There's no way she should be doing that. So then I see that CJ's dad is mad. He on Instagram live, I guess, too, and complain. And, because I guess everybody in the comments is like, oh, CJ should be taken from his father. And he like, well, why would y'all do that? Why would y'all say that a kid should be taken from his dad? I mean, if the dad ain't being responsible, the dad don't need custody of the kid. Not even shared, joint, or whatever. You have to be responsible. You have to be, that good of a father be responsible? He says, yeah, I have my kid all the time, 24/7 with me. Yeah, when you have him for your turn. You see what I'm saying? You have him for your turn doesn't mean you have him all the time, 24/7. Okay? Now, if you was to get arrested or something like that, when you did get arrested or something, you were supposed to call Queen Naja immediately and not have... That would have stopped everybody from coming into the comments saying, oh, CJ should be taken away from you. You're a bad dad. That would have stopped that because we would have looked at you like, oh, he did the right thing. He's commendable. He's honorable. He called her. Like, look, Queen, come get CJ because I unfortunately right now I can't take him. That was a proper thing to do. Nobody said that you don't love your kid. Nobody said that. But your negligence. When you got arrested, the right thing was to do was call your baby mama. Like, listen, come get the boy. Immediately, come get him. Or let her know something is going down. I'm going to leave him with a friend. I'm going to pass on your number to my friend. So this way, when you get in town, you know where to go and get him. She can call you. You can call her. You're supposed to talk to her and talk that out. There's no way she was supposed to get online and be crying and begging the plea for people to contact her about her damn kid. No, that's not how that works. So, y'all was wrong for that. Right? So, CJ is back with Queen Naja now. They're all back together. Which I'm so happy for her that she got her son back. He is so cute. I'm glad that her son is home with her and Clarence and the other little baby. And everybody is safe. You know? So, you guys, catch me on Facebook, like me on Facebook, like me on all other platforms, make me number one, subscribe to me on Anchor, hit the donation button, it's a green button that says donation, and if you want to know what my Facebook page is, there's a link in the corner, you know, the link chain thing that looks like a link in a chain, click on that and take it to my Facebook page, and I will have the interview with Ebro in the Morning and Charlemagne the God.